You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. My final guest today is Harrison B. Welcome to the show. I know you have a lot of fans here in Juno, so it's great to have you on today.
Thanks so much, Shelley. This is as good as it gets right now. I'm in Juno as much as I can be, so it's good to talk with you and good to be talking to you guys.
Well, we have certainly missed you the last couple of years, and you're back now with a new single and an album forthcoming. Where am I talking to you from today? Are you in Tennessee?
I'm in Seattle, yeah.
We're based Seattle, there you go.
Seattle these days. Mm-hmm.
So how have you been holding up as a musician through these past 12 months?
Sure. I mean, it's obviously been a challenge to the max for everybody in every facet of their own life. And as a musician, you know, it was really hardest for me, I want to say, at the end of the spring, because, you know, at that point, still had a lot of things on the books, and it was going to be a very busy year for us, a really good year. And it all got wiped out, consequently, in about 3 days of emails. So there was a moment there where I honestly didn't know how we were going to be able to keep it going, you know, how it was going to work, that sort of thing. And it took me a second to kind of put my hand in the ground and just, you know, admit to myself that this is just a part of who I am. It's part of my life story. And regardless of, you know, the advantageous nature of trying to progress in the music industry, etc., I needed to release some music. I needed to release a video, and we needed to keep going. So that was kind of the whole impetus into getting the song out. And so all the positive response we've gotten so far has really been kind of mind-blowing in a way, because we were really just doing it for the sake of and love of music. So
it seems as if artists have been all over the place in terms of how their creativity has been affected throughout the pandemic. What was it like for you?
Yeah, there was definitely a drought for me there for a minute. Like I said, just a couple of dark months, and then for me, I got it back. I told this story just the other day, but I sat down and I got a piano here at my spot in Seattle, and I'd been neglecting it, and I sat down and I was just going to play some notes, make myself play a little music. And before I knew it, I was absolutely banging on the keys. Wasn't even music. It was just noise. But, you know, it sent that shiver down my spine of like, oh, yeah, I need this. You know, and that kind of kickstarted me back into gear of this is part of what you need to survive. This is part of what your brain needs to operate and to live life. And so once I gave that back to myself, I haven't turned around. It truly just is something I do for me that I'm just so happy to be able to share with my friends and with fans, and it's just a blessing in that way.
Your new single is called People. How does it interpret your experiences, your take, not just on the pandemic, but also as it relates to a lot of other stuff that's going on in the world today, social justice, equality?
Absolutely. And so when I first wrote People, there was no pandemic. There was nothing that resembled 2020. It actually was about a year older than that. And as it turns out, basically the world shut down just as soon as we were thinking about putting it out originally. And so we ended up shelving it, sitting on it. And then basically I watched the whole year evolve to a point that the lyrics started to really make sense, and they really started to kind of take a purpose on. And, you know, once that kind of came to, it just was a good feeling to know that, like, we had something we wanted to say. We had a way of saying it, and it was in a song that we were proud of. And so I think that there is a lot of that energy of the last year inside this song. But my whole ticket from the start, Shelley, has been I never want to tell people exactly what they're hearing. I want them to be able to, you know, ask those questions and find those answers for themselves. So
let's listen to a part of it now. Here's People, new from Harrison B. All right, that's just a little teaser. Oh, it's so exciting to hear new music from you, Harrison B. That's People, brand new single, just out yesterday, so very, very fresh. And it's funny because, you know, I didn't know that you wrote the song before the pandemic, when I listened to it, it felt like you had to have written it like last month.
No, well, that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, you write stuff, and if you pull it down from wherever it comes, you know, sometimes the moment finds you. And that's the story here, at least in my opinion.
So there's also a music video, which our listeners can check out online. So what was it like to record a single, shoot a music video, do all the production work it takes to release something like this during lockdown?
Sure. And so for us, a lot of the process is still internal. Big shout out to a Junoite, Cole Paramore, and the Paramores, their son Cole, Phil and Lisa, if you're listening. And he does all the engineering on the track side. He also is responsible for shooting the video. And so for us, it wasn't too big of a deal because we've always kept it super small. It was easy to keep it, you know, nice and distance, keep everybody safe and still be able to get the work done. We were able to work with Ted Jensen, who mastered this track, who's a Grammy Award winner all the way back to the Eagles Hotel California, but remotely out of Nashville. So, you know, the same amount of work, really almost even more efficient, if anything, you know, but being able to get it done in a way that fit with current life.
Well, Harris Mee, it's been so great to talk to you, and I'm really pleased that you've made some new music out of all the weird forces swirling around the world right now. And I know you have a lot of fans in Juneau who are pretty excited to hear your voice and hear your music. Where can we go to check out more of your stuff?
Sure, you can visit harrisonbmusic.com or anywhere you stream music. You can find this new single, People. The music video is also on YouTube.
Cool, cool. All right, well, thanks so much. Anything else before we say goodbye today?
I just want to big shout out to everybody up in Juneau. And Shelley, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys as soon as I can.
Oh, yeah. I sure hope so. Can't wait to have you here back in the studios.
Perfect.
Take care.